Welcome to The Great Sending, Season Number 7, Nailing the 12 Mission Theses to the Church Door. The Great Sending is a series of devotions about God's heart for the world beating through you. They are edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. This is episode number 4 of the final season. Episode number 4 is the final episode of this final season 7. We've been reading the 12 missional statements. Today we pick up the last three. Number 10, we believe, teach, and confess that the focus of the church's sending mission and ministries is on God's love and mission, that is, sending to the whole world through Christ, and not on institutional maintenance, survival, doctrinal purity, or self-interest. Let me read that again. The focus of the church's sending mission and all of our ministries is on God's love and God's mission to the whole world through Christ to save the world, rather than the focus of the church being upon institutional maintenance, survival, doctrinal purity, or self-interest. Let's go back to the words of Jesus as recorded in Matthew 16. There Jesus says, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." In John 15, beginning with verse 12, our Lord says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." And then 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 and following, "All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, to be reconciled to God." And then we turn to 1 John chapter 4. You could read the whole chapter. I'll just pick it up with verse 7. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. This takes us to thesis number 11, where we believe, teach, and confess that the mission of the church is driven and empowered by the gospel of Christ alone and Scripture, God's strong word alone, as the sole authority for our mission, teaching, witness, and confession, and not by legalism, individualism, separatism, clericalism, nor by any human authority, power, control, persuasion, or any hierarchy. The mission is driven and empowered by the gospel of Christ and Scripture, God's strong word alone as the sole authority for this all. Where do we get this? Well, let's start with Romans 1:16. Paul writes, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." These words are Paul's kind of summary of what Jesus has to say in the Gospel of John. We start with chapter 5:39, where he says, "You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me." Those are the words of Jesus. Also in John 17:17, Jesus says, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they may be sanctified in truth." And to these words we add the words of Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." That's why the mission of the church is driven and empowered purely by the gospel of Christ, and God's word is the sole authority for that mission. This leads us to our 12th and final thesis. We believe, teach, and confess that God gives his church a wide variety of gifts and people for the Missio Dei, with unique contributions of people of all ethnic backgrounds in the culture of our life together. For this, we'll take you first to 1 Corinthians, and you might want to read all of chapter 12. I'll just read a few verses. "Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of service, but the same Lord. There are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. And now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it." And to this we add Romans chapter 12. Again, you might want to read the whole chapter. I'll pick it up with verse 3. "For by the grace given to me," Paul writes, "I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another." That's why we believe, teach, and confess that God gives his mission a wide variety, gives his church, his people in mission, a wide variety of gifts and people for the Missio Dei, with unique contributions of people of all ethnic backgrounds in the culture of our life together. The Great Sending, my friends, is an invitation to subscribe to the 12 mission theses in the name of Jesus and to the glory of his name in the presence of God and all Christendom, reflecting your confession of, conviction of, and commitment to align your life, our congregation's lives to the sending of God, the Missio Dei in Christ and for the world. Accepting the invitation reflects an agreement that God's heart for the world is beating through you. The baptismal and confirmation vows, the pastor's ordination vows, Luther's nailing of the 95 theses are and were public witnesses of one's confession, conviction, and commitment. Subscription to the 12 mission theses of the Great Sending can be a public witness for the world today. Through these assertions, we encourage one another. Wow. Lord, we thank you for this great gift given to us, the gift of your Holy Spirit, the gift of eternal salvation, and the gift to share, to be sent. Lord, help us to turn to your word and receive those gifts that we might live out our faith as we go forth as your apostles into our hungry and needing world. Lord Jesus, in your name, amen. This concludes the Great Sending, the series of devotions about God's heart for the world beating through you. I pray that you find these to be a blessing. Encourage you perhaps to look into purchasing this book, which is edited by Will Sohns, S-O-H-N-S, published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. I'm Pastor Mark Etzner. God be with you as you are sent into the world.